in Derby, described by some users as life-saving, is to shut in a matter of weeks. Derby Women's Centre has been running for nearly 40 years. Their council funding was cut in 2011. Since then, the service has relied on lottery funding mainly, but that is about to stop. Yasmin Nazir is the chief executive. So is that it then? Has every avenue been exhausted to try and keep this service open?
Most avenues have been exhausted, yes. I mean, efforts are still ongoing to try and raise funds and secure funding elsewhere. We've just not had much joy at the moment, so.
And why do you think that is? Why is it people not wanting to support the service, or are there other reasons behind it?
I don't think it's because they don't want to support the service. They recognise the value of the services we offer. However, I think with the austerity measures and the cuts in services right across the board, there are enormous pressures on grant-funded services now. So we're one of many, many organisations applying for the same funds, and some very difficult decisions have to be made by grant funders. And unfortunately, we've not been able to secure funding as of yet.
Explain a little bit about what Derby Women's Centre does.
We offer a counselling service for women who are suffering with mental health issues, and that can range from self-confidence, low self-esteem issues, right through to domestic violence, addiction, and in some cases even sexual abuse. We also offer coffee morning where ladies can just come along and meet other ladies, and that can be based around a particular topic. We also offer the Freedom Programme for survivors of domestic violence, women who've been through domestic violence and have come through the other end, confidence building courses. And we also recently, about 18 months ago, introduced a service for men, both for perpetrators of domestic violence and for male victims of domestic violence as well. So there are a range and a number of services that we offer.
And how much money are we talking about here to keep the service running year on year?
To keep the service running on a monthly basis, staff costs and the on-costs associated with the building and the delivery of services, we're looking at around about £10,000 a month. But that is for two buildings and six or seven members of staff and all the associated costs.
And were this service to close, as it seems likely that it will, what will that mean for the people that you help?
What we're being told by the ladies that we support is that they're very concerned. They're not sure where they're going to go. Some of the comments we've had in terms of feedback from some of our service users is that had Derby Women's Centre not been offering the services that we offer, more than likely some of them may not be here today. In the last 4 or 5 years, sadly, we've had 3 or 4 ladies who've taken their own lives because there hasn't been the intervention support that was needed or required at the time that they needed it most. And that's our biggest fear and concern. That's the extreme end of things.
How do you feel about it?
I'm really disappointed, upset. We're worried and concerned because if as a service we go down and there are a number of other services who are facing similar challenges to we are, my concerns are for the ladies that need the help. Some of the most vulnerable women in the city won't be able to access the support services we need. And it doesn't just affect women, it then affects the children and the wider sort of impact of that is it affects families as well.
Yasmin, thank you for coming in. Yasmin Nazir, who's the chief executive of Derby Women's Centre, which, after running for